Two big pop albums from two very different artists come out today. Carly Rae Jepsen dominated the summer with her viral hit Call Me Maybe. She follows up with the full-length album Kiss. Meanwhile, rapper and producer Kanye West releases Cruel Summer, a compilation of artists from his label. Reviewer Oliver Wang says both albums arrive with plenty of promise, but fail to make good on it.
Inescapable summer anthem of 2012 came from a 26-year-old British Columbia singer who ruled the radio, the club, and most of all, the YouTube screen. Call Me Maybe is a perfect piece of pop confection, and I mean that as high compliment. It's not easy to craft a song that goes over as well at a bar mitzvah as it would at your parents' silver anniversary party. You could call the song's success magical, but you'd also have to acknowledge how difficult it is to pull off the same trick more than once. So there's surprisingly little thematic or musical range on Jepsen's full-length album, despite employing over a dozen producers and songwriters. Kiss seems content to churn out 11 more songs about teen romantic drama set over fist-pumping dance tracks. Even though she's about the same age as the last two queens of summer, Adele and Katy Perry, Jepsen somehow seems far younger and less versatile. Perhaps she needs another album or so to mature, lest she risk joining a long line of one-hit wonders whose hot summers faded into a cold fall.
Well, it is the way it been in the morning and a natural thing. It is the way it been in the morning and a natural thing. It is the way it comes to the mic song with the champion song.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. The temperature may also be dropping on Kanye West's Cruel Summer, his third album project in as many years. This isn't a solo effort, though. It's a compilation featuring the roster of his label, Good Music. It features over two dozen artists and producers, including Pusha T, formerly of The Clips.
Situation delicate. Some claim God body, blame Illuminati. All cause his pockets now, naughty as his head. Yeah. All sunny, no share, only solitaires.
With so many cooks in the kitchen, it's hard for Cruel Summer not to resemble a really expensive mixtape. Technically proficient, but lacking cohesion. Kanye West began his career as a producer, but increasingly he ceded musical control to others. As a result, much of Cruel Summer sounds like it could have been lifted from elsewhere, maybe a Frank Ocean or DJ Khaled record. In one literal case of borrowing, the album ends by barely remixing a Chief Keef song from the spring.
Nah, jean jacket with the sleeves cut, put the pressure on them just when they think that I eased up. 30 for the Cuban, another 30 for the Jesus. Believe in ourselves when nobody else believed us.
If Carly Rae Jepsen's album suffers from a monolithic sound backing too limited a voice, Kanye's Cruel Summer has the opposite problem, an excess of voices and not enough of a sonic thread to tie it all together. I used to joke that with West's outsized ego, a little goes a long way. But now I ruefully realize, too little West doesn't go nearly far enough.
Hold up, I ain't trying to stunt, man, but the Yeezys jumped over the jump, man.
Our reviewer, Oliver Wang, is an associate professor of sociology at California State University, Long Beach. He also writes the audio blog, soulsides.com.
Because we can't get along. No resolution till we drown. All these haters, rest in peace to Whitney Houston.
Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. Our engineers today are Cal Southworth and Melissa Marquis.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Art Silverman, Jonathan Baer, Rob Ballinger, Theo Balcom, Melissa Gray, and Greg Dixon.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.